Well, Dom, the first of the Ulster semi-finals this weekend, Cavanaugh and Armagh in Clonus tomorrow. And, well, before we look at that first, let's reflect a little on last Sunday's game in Brewster between Fermanagh and Donegal. What's the mood in Fermanagh this week?
Well, obviously, when you lose a championship match, Tom, you're very disappointed. And, you know, the Fermanagh players and management certainly went into the game fully expecting to cross the line, knowing that it was going to be a tough challenge, but they were definitely planning to ambush Donegal. And for 65, 66 minutes, you know, there was a scent there that that we could have sprung a surprise, because we had it down to a 2 or 3 point game, had a goal opportunity then, and if we had nailed that one, who knows what might have happened. But so I suppose the mood is one of disappointment that we didn't make it through, but at the same time, positive in that whilst a lot of teams were getting hammered out the gate last Sunday, Fermanagh played against one of the top teams in Ireland, you know, because Donegal, I would rate Donegal as one of the top sides, you know, certainly in the top 6 or 8 teams, and Fermanagh certainly kept them honest right to the finish. So from that, they will take encouragement, and I suppose Monaghan wasn't the draw that we'd have been picking out ourselves if we had to be picking, but after last year's victory over Monaghan, there's no fear there, and there's certainly a determination in the group to push and drive on, and next Sunday in Clonus will be certainly an interesting tussle.
Tell me, what did you make of Donegal?
I'm impressed with Donegal. You see, any team that has good quality scoring forwards are always a threat, and Paddy McBrearty, Michael Murphy, there's now Jamie Brennan, who really burst onto the scene last week. I don't know how far Oisin Gallen is off the mark, but you know, he'll be a plus when he comes back as well. So any team that has that type of quality in their forward line are going to be a big, big threat. And if you're going to go on in the championship, those are the type of players that you need. You need scorers. McBrearty was a wee bit rusty maybe in the first half hour, but he certainly showed his quality, and I thought Donegal management were smart in giving him the full 70 minutes, because that's going to benefit him big time going in against Tyrone next Sunday. So, you know, I think Donegal are in a very good place. They are they're going in certainly as underdogs, but they will have benefited hugely, because you compare what Tyrone have played, they've got this far. They played a Derry team, they were in Division 4. They played an Antrim team, they were totally out of sorts. So, you know, Tyrone have not been tested. Well, Donegal got a severe test last Sunday in Brewster Park, and that's going to stand to them. So, I think Donegal will certainly, I'd near fancy them to beat Tyrone. You know, I think they have other players to come off the bench there as well. Owen McHugh, I remember I was involved with Killyclogher, and we played Kilcar in a challenge match maybe 12 months ago or 2 years ago, when Owen McHugh was playing that day, Tom. And I must say, I never seen a player with the pace. He is absolutely searing pace. So I think if he could be got back into top form, he'd be a massive plus for Donegal. Obviously, you have Ryan McHugh. You have all those quality players. I'm very, very impressed with McGee in the middle of the field. He was very good, and then you have solid and experienced defenders there: Neil McGee, Paddy McGrath, McGlynn. All those players are playing well. There might have been an issue there at centre half back. I'd say Declan Bonner and Stephen Rochford will be looking to maybe get that position sorted out before next Sunday, but I think it's going to be a fascinating game. And if I was opting for anybody next Sunday, I'd nearly plump for Donegal to beat Tyrone. I think getting over Brewster Park last week, extra 70 minutes football played for a lot of players there coming back from injuries. They have depth in their squad, and I think Donegal are going to be really, really a force in Ulster this year, and could topple Tyrone despite what most of the pundits would think.
Anyway, moving on to tomorrow's game and the first of those semi-finals, as we mentioned at the outset, Cavan and Armagh, I'm not sure if it's appearing most people expected, maybe Armagh, I'm not sure about Cavan, pulled off a bit of a surprise against Monaghan first day out.
It's a fierce, hard game to call, Tom, in my opinion. Both teams, I suppose, maybe down in Monaghan were probably the fancied teams to come through those two quarterfinals. Certainly Monaghan were fancied to beat Cavan. So the thing about it is, each team would have got a massive boost of confidence from winning the respective quarterfinals. For Cavan to beat Monaghan in Breffni Park, their arch rivals, their enemies, that was a massive result for Cavan football. A massive result for Mickey Graham, Dermot McCabe and Martin Corey. I know Mickey and Marty have been talked about, but Dermot McCabe's in the background there as well, and he's a shrewd operator. So Cavan's management team is strong. They'll have Armagh well sussed out. They've got a good chance to have a look at them. And definitely they're in a very, very strong position to make a strong claim now for the Ulster final place. And they're going to be very, very hard to beat come tomorrow.
Mm. And tell me, obviously Armagh as well will be boasted by the fact that they got a first championship win under Kieran McGeaney in what, 5 years? So has Kieran finally, and I think we were beginning to see signs of it at the end of the league, maybe finally got it maybe right for Armagh, and maybe has abandoned this wholesale defensive or blanket defensive system and maybe is going for it a little more?
Well, I think so. McGeaney came in for a fair bit of criticism for not having won a championship game in 3-4 years in Ulster. So that's a massive weight off his shoulder. I'd say, listening to the post-match interviews from players, it weighed heavily on the players as well, the fact that there was no championship, Ulster championship win for Kieran McGeaney's men. They've got that off their back now. The shackles are off and they will be the better for it. So you have two teams going into this semi-final, Tom, and both of them are at the top of the game with regard to confidence levels. They'd have gotten a massive boost. Armagh from beating Down, Cavan from beating Monaghan, and I think you're going to get a cracking semi-final. I think both teams, I admire the way Cavan have changed their template this last year, and certainly under Mickey Graham. The amount of kicking that they do into their forward line was most impressive against Monaghan, and I think that caught Monaghan off guard. The long, diagonal, accurate kick pass into the full forward line, into the likes of Madden and those lads in the full forward line, caused big Thomas Galligan, caused Monaghan a lot of trouble. And they've got that ability now to mix their game, which they hadn't got last year, and credit to Cavan for doing that this year. They can run the ball and run it very well, but they can also go long, and that is what troubles defences a lot. And it certainly troubled Monaghan, and I think it could trouble Armagh as well. I think this more direct style from Cavan has certainly benefited the team, and I think the team are enjoying it a wee bit better as well. Big McKiernan in the middle is playing very well. Niall Murray at wing forward has found a new lease of life as well. So Cavan are buoyant. They're feeling very good about themselves in Cavan. They're just over the border from us here. And there is an air of confidence. And when Cavan get a sniff of it at all, they'll be out in the thousands in Clonus. And to be honest, if I was calling it, Tom, I would probably edge for a Cavan win and the first Ulster final appearance for a long number of years.
Tell me, just maybe away from that altogether, we're obviously sticking with Cavan and Monaghan in terms of the change of style. Are we seeing a big change in style and a big change in emphasis this year, and more attacking play in general?
Oh, I think so. If you look at most of the games around the country now, you are...
Last Sunday apart, yeah.
But I think, you look at the games in most of the province, and certainly all the games in Ulster this year have been fairly high-scoring. And I think this game on Sunday is high, it's going to be high-scoring. A lot of teams, obviously, teams will still set up defensively, but I think you're seeing a lot more kick passing from every team. They realise, I suppose, you look at what Dublin are doing, and obviously you have to suit what you have got. You'll play to the strength of your own team, but a lot of teams now are looking to get target men in the top third of the pitch. They're looking to get the ball kicked in. There's a lot more kicking this year than there had been. I suppose I'm a bit disappointed myself that the mark inside wasn't kept in after the National League. I thought that was a good rule that was brought in. It made for very enjoyable football played all through the National League. I would not be surprised to see that rule reintroduced maybe for next year and to become a permanent fixture. But no, I think the games have been entertaining. I think this Armagh Cavan clash is going to be a high scoring game because both sets of forwards I feel will have the measure over their defence. Both teams now are happy to kick the ball, Armagh, into the likes of Rian O'Neill and Jamie Clark. Those boys don't want slow deliveries. They want the ball in nice and quick and early at angles. And they've got real quality then to, you know, there's quality finishers there on both teams. And I think we're going to be served up a treat in Clonus tomorrow. And I'm going for a Cavan.